A Canton murder case is moving to the Stark County grand jury after a suspect waived his right to a preliminary hearing in municipal court. 45-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton is charged in the May 24th shooting death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. Police say Poole was found shot inside an Allen Page Drive Southeast apartment and later died at a hospital. Grimes is held on a $1 million bond. A second suspect, 30-year-old Daquan Rucker of Akron, is also being held on a $1 million bond. An Alliance man is facing felony charges after police allege he fired a gun during a disturbance in the city. Police arrested 38-year-old Brian Edwards after responding to reports of shots fired late Tuesday in the 700 block of South Seneca Avenue. Bullets struck an occupied home, but no injuries were reported. Edwards is charged with improperly discharging a firearm, having a weapon under disability, and tampering with evidence. He is scheduled to appear in municipal court today. The Marlington Board of Education has approved a 3-year contract for classified employees. The agreement passed Thursday concerns OPSI AFSCME Local 4 AFL-CIO begins July 1st and includes pay increases of 2.5% in year 1, 3.5% in year 2, and a final year increase to be determined later. The board accepted the resignation of Washington Elementary principal Yanni Spondeel effective July 31st and approved Wade Warner as the new principal. Chris Massa was also named assistant high school principal, both starting August 1st. During a work session, the board heard presentations on special education, preliminary state report card data, and discussed facilities planning. The Stark Economic Development Board is getting a $1.5 million federal grant to help clean up and redevelop blighted areas across the county. The EPA brownfield assessment funding will support dozens of site tests, a countywide inventory of contaminated or vacant land, and several cleanup plans to prepare sites for future development. Officials say the goal is to spur private investment, create jobs, and revitalize underused properties. Nimishillen Township trustees swore in 2 new firefighters effective June 25th, Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
James Combs, a firefighter paramedic at $20.74 per hour, while Travis Vaught, a firefighter EMT, at $17.47 per hour. The two hires bring the department total to 28 members, according to Fire Chief Don Jordan, who anticipates a full force of 30 by the end of the year to maintain a good workable rotation. Also approved were property and liability insurance renewal of $70,460 effective July 15, employee medical, dental, vision, and life insurances, and a payment of $245 to the Louisville Fire Department for assistance in a mutual aid call.
4 people are facing indictments in connection with a violent fight at a Deerfield Township winery that left the owner seriously injured. A Portage County grand jury has indicted Eric Blows of Sandyville, Gavin Blows, and Jessica Shoup of Louisville, and Devin Knepp of Canton in the June 12th incident at Cove W. Winery. Eric Blows is charged with felonious assault, and aggravated riot, accused of striking the owner with a bar stool and knocking him unconscious. The other defendants also face aggravated riot and assault charges. Severe weather rolled through parts of the Mahoning Valley Thursday night, bringing hail and wind damage to some communities. A tornado warning was issued around 6 p.m. for Columbiana County, while severe thunderstorm warnings covered areas farther north. WKBN-TV reports large hail, over an inch in diameter, fell near Lisbon, and some trees and power lines were damaged in the Hanoverton area. In Warren, a tree fell during storms, damaging 2 homes on Southern Boulevard. Scattered power outages were reported throughout the region. An East Rochester property owner has 2 weeks to comply with an Ohio EPA notice over hundreds of scrap tires on the site. The agency says about 500 to 800 tires are stored on the 10,500 block of Rochester Road, creating potential health and safety risks. The Ohio EPA is ordering the tires removed and properly disposed of, or that a cleanup plan be submitted. Officials say failure to comply could result in civil or administrative penalties. A federal court in Youngstown will now hear a civil rights lawsuit filed against the Camel Police Department and several officers. The case was transferred from Mahoning County Common Pleas Court after attorneys filed a notice of removal Thursday. Armando Alvarez Calderon alleges officers used excessive force during a May 2024 traffic stop outside his home, including tasing and a police dog. The department denies the claims, saying the stop and arrest were lawful. Youngstown police recovered a handgun after stopping a group of juveniles on the city's west side. The group was seen walking through a church parking lot Wednesday afternoon and initially failed to comply with orders to stop. Police found a bag near the church containing a .38 caliber revolver. No arrests were made, and the juveniles were released as the investigation continues. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown is marking a major step in the cause for sainthood of a religious foundress with local connections. The Vatican has declared Mother Mary Teresa Talon venerable, recognizing her heroic virtues and moving her closer to beatification and canonization. Talon founded the Parish Visitors of Mary Immaculate, who have been serving in Warren since 2022. A gas line leak is believed to have triggered a house explosion that destroyed three homes in Twinsburg Township. Summit County Sheriff's deputies say crews were already responding to a gas leak caused by a contractor drilling on Hiram Lane when the blast occurred Thursday afternoon. At least eight additional homes were damaged, but authorities report no fatalities and only one minor injury. Residents are being asked to stay away while investigators continue their work.